For nearly 40 years, the first weekend of October has brought something unusual to the urban byways of West Oakland. It's cowboys on horseback riding through the streets. These guys are members of the Oakland Black Cowboy Association, and they dress in bright yellow Western shirts and Stetson hats. They come out each year with their horses and a pony named Michael Jackson to tell a hidden story of the West. In this piece from our archives, reporter Julie Kane spends a day on the urban range.
We're at the Oakland City Stables, high above the city on Skyline Boulevard. Members of the Oakland Black Cowboys Association, men and women in cowboy hats and boots with spurs, tend to horses or stand alongside the fence of a dusty arena to watch the riders.
So take your right foot, stick it in there, grab the horn, pull yourself straight up.
The organization formed in 1974 to teach Oaklanders about the role African Americans played in the history of the West. Today, the cowboys, along with their horses, visit schools and churches, host an annual parade and festival, and hold fun days, like this one at the city stables, where they invite members of the community to get to know the horses.
Sorry, am I hurting you?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Julia Davis is 18 years old. She's excited to ride, but a little nervous about pulling herself into the saddle.
Okay. One, two. Wow. One, two.
There you go. Throw that leg on. There you go.
Okay.
All right.
And then, just like that, she's off, guided around the ring by one of the cowboys. A line of kids sits along the wooden fence, impatiently waiting their turn.
Everybody want to ride?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Michael Jackson should be here in about another, within an hour.
That's Wilbert McAllister. He's the president of the Oakland Black Cowboys Association. Michael Jackson is a pony, a favorite with the kids.
Okay. I want to ride again!
McAllister grew up in the small Central Valley town of Madera, California, a place packed with cowboys. But McAllister didn't start wearing his trademark cowboy boots and hat until he was in his 30s.
So I just liked that image. That hat looked good to me all of a sudden. It didn't when I was a kid, because I was raised up down there where the Caucasian boys wore the hats. They wore the boots, but that was like, that was them. It wasn't me, not knowing the history of the cowboy. You know the history of the cowboy?
The history of the cowboy. Some scholars say that a third of Western settlers and cowboys were people of color, African American, Native American, and Latino. Mexican vaqueros taught the cowboy his trade, but McAllister says the word cowboy may actually come from the plantation language of slavery.
The term cowboy came from not the house boy, not the field boy, but the boy who milked the cow, who cleaned the cows, who did the wraps, all that stuff. They would call them cowboys. You didn't call no Caucasian man no boy. He was the owner, he was Mr. Charlie, he was this and he was the boss. But not never a boy.
I'm back in the saddle again.
And then when the silver screen come up, I guess the cowboy got a good term. Then they start calling Roy Rogers, Gene Autry, way before John McBride, way before him, Tom Mix. Cowboys, singing cowboys, whatever, but it was us.
Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro, back in the saddle again.
And we were in the number coming out west. We were moving out west, and they hired us, and they put us on their trails, and we came out this way.
John William Templeton is a historian of African Americans in the West.
At the time when Hollywood was creating this image of what the cowboy was, the actual real cowboy was more often than not African Americans who were working the land and working with cattle and that sort of thing.
Templeton says that as far back as the 1500s, black people were on the frontier.
One of the things that we saw in looking at the Spanish settlement was that they would always send the people who had the darker skin to the furthest outpost. So that's why 60% of the settlers of Los Angeles were black, and 60% of settlers of San Diego were black.
It's a kind of hidden history of the West, even for people who study it.
When I came up, I didn't know anything. I didn't know there was such a thing as black cowboys. All I knew was like the traditional cowboys, John Wayne, in the movies.
Alvin Brooks is a retired school teacher for the Oakland Public Schools. He's also the historian for the Black Cowboys Association.
What got me really interested was one lady came to school one day, and we had a Western day. And she said, "Oh, she was a black lady. She said, "That's just a waste of time, because everybody knew there was no such thing as black cowboys."
Historian John Templeton says it's a common misconception.
When you ask yourself, "Oh, I didn't know there were black cowboys," then you should then ask yourself, "Well, what else don't I know about the West?" When we talk about black cowboys, we're talking about black ranchers, we're talking about black gold miners, and we're also talking about the buffalo soldiers. So black cowboys are the door opener to challenge the assumptions of what the history of the West is.
Back at the arena, Jalea Davis is returning from her horseback ride.
So how do I get down?
You're going to put pressure in this one.
Okay.
Right? Hold on to this with your right hand as you're stepping down.
Okay.
All right?
So I'm going to lean forward.
There you go. Whoop. There you go. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay.
It's like a champ. You did it like a pro. Huh? You sure you hadn't ridden horse a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't worry.
I've only wore it once.
Once?
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Yeah, I'm going to look into that and do it. And
good job. Good job. All right, next.
After her ride, I asked Davis if she's surprised to learn about the Black Cowboys.
I was more excited, more than surprised. It was just like, oh, really? Because I'm into the whole, you know, black history and all that kind of stuff. So it's like, I'm just excited. I'm not really surprised because there's so much stuff, you know, that goes on with blacks and you'll never know. And it makes me want to go take horseback riding lessons so I can learn how to ride horses.
If the Oakland Black Cowboys Association and their horses have anything to do with it, this is one hidden history that won't stay hidden for long. In Oakland, I'm Julie Kane for Cross Currents.